defend the honor of his wife. Now I get the honor to get honor and offer for 30 days and 30 nights.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? Your
back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
I told you, they thought he wasn't going to play with a sprained ankle.
Well, he had 2 points. He didn't play.
Okay.
You had 2 points. You going to say he played? You have 2 more points than me.
Did I just score on you? Yes! You are my bitch, LeBron James!
What's up, man?
You're listening
to Comic Con Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
And you're looking at us.
You're looking right at us.
Lucky to be.
Now I get the honor to get honor and offer for 30 days and 30 nights.
Wow.
What a wild time. Adam, I haven't seen you in a while, man.
I know. You guys have been, you've been gone. And then you guys went on vacation.
Yep. I would say it was more of a gaycation.
Well, that's
if I had to sum it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was gay.
Well, it's togetherness.
Yeah, it was fun.
Boy time.
Yeah.
So Adam showed us a picture of these socks.
Yeah,
that he forgot to bring over. They're
Seth freaking Rollins
socks with Seth Rollins' face on them.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, did we ever tell you the story about when? We went on vacation with Elijah. He goes, no, I don't think so.
So Elijah, I want to start by this. So Elijah thought it would be, he didn't want to get sweaty feet on the plane, right?
Okay,
so
sure.
He didn't want to wear thicker socks. So he said, I'm going to wear my thinner socks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those socks don't breathe quite as well, even though they are thinner. Yeah.
So whatever they're made out of.
Yeah, and they don't absorb moisture.
Yeah.
So his feet, he basically had jungle rot.
His feet were basting in these things for the entire plane ride. Then we got off of the plane and went walking around.
Yeah.
In what do they call that street?
Fremont.
Fremont in Las Vegas. And so by the time we get back, his feet, you know, just been on him all day.
So wrinkly.
We get back to the hotel room and Elijah goes and takes a shower and changes and then leaves to go gambling downstairs. And me and Taylor are in the room. We're like, what the fuck is that smell? Like, it's disgusting. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, you walk into the room. It's just like, I think it was a day later, maybe.
Because we had come back out.
God damn, that still stinks
they
in here, man.
They had more time to brew. Yeah.
We figured out that it was his socks and
he threw them in the drawer.
He put them in the drawer to try to mute the smell.
Oh, he knew they were stinky.
Oh, he knew it.
Were these precious socks to him?
They're Batman socks, so maybe.
Well, okay. I find them in the drawer, and I grab a plastic bag. I put them inside the bag and, like, tie them shut and walk them down the hallway and around the corner, and I find a garbage bin, can.
Oh, they were just sentimental. They're gone now.
Yeah, they got thrown away. So I hope the point of this story is I hope the socks you want to give us are not made out of the same shit.
I don't know.
I hope they are.
They feel
I'm
like
I'm gonna wear them on vacation.
They're sock material. That's all I know. They don't feel like nylon. Other than
that's
like,
what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They feel like just a thin cotton.
Yeah.
I think
maybe.
But I don't know. I was gonna try them on. And then I like pulled the ankle, and I was like, I don't think this will fit my ankle.
Oh,
so I was like,
buff. He's been beefing.
He's got some cankles.
Yeah,
he had some fat
lady ankles.
Lots of walking, so it's all muscle,
hell
baby.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But yeah.
Well, thanks for the stinky sock story.
Yeah, it was great. Welcome. It's a good story.
And maybe you can recreate them when I give you those socks in.
Yeah, I'll try. I'm hoping to.
I'm going to wear them around all day.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to hide them in Taylor's room.
Perfect.
Ooh, yeah, good idea.
In a drawer.
I went to a buddy's house today. And
impossible.
It was. But not.
All your friends are homeless and you don't have any friends.
Is this someone you work with?
Yeah. No. We had gone to, I had gone to Luke's house.
Okay.
The guy's been drumming.
And he's like, hey, let's get your guitar set up. Because it didn't have a great setup, and intonation was off a little bit.
Is this the guitar you made?
No. This was just my Telecaster.
Okay.
My Fender, and it definitely needed to be set up, because I don't think I had ever had it set up before properly.
Yeah.
The guy I bought it from, I'm sure, just had it set up from the factory or whatever. Sure. But yeah, intonation was off a bit, and Luke said it was making him dizzy listening to the guitar because you know, you'd be playing in, like, you know, playing an open E chord, and you go down, and it's like, oh, we're not playing in the same key anymore.
Oh, wow.
Maybe okay. It wasn't quite that bad, but Luke has a pretty good ear for those things.
Sensitive ear.
I don't. I just know that three chords.
You kick on that distortion pedal, yeah, no one's going to notice.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's grilling me about the strings. He's like, how old are these strings? I'm like, hey, not that old.
Did he say, my friend Adam likes them rusty as hell?
Rusty. That's his tone, man.
That's right. That's how you get the good tone.
Crusty ass strings, man.
That's right. Make it so.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, Cole, have you guys been to the Walrus lately?
I haven't gone to the Walrus. It's been so long. You know, the last time I was there was a blizzard, and they shut down basically everything in
except
town.
The Walrus.
Basically. And it was when
was that pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID.
Okay.
And that fucking Dave Matthews was in town getting drunk at the Walrus and making an ass out of himself.
What? Dave Matthews?
Yeah.
Like the band guy?
Yeah. He was here for the Dapple protest.
Sure.
Which would have been right around the time we went to Vegas. Look at that, Cole, making all kinds
this
of connections.
This is all linking together.
But that's the last time I went there. Okay. It was okay, and it wasn't good enough where I wanted to go back.
I haven't been there probably, it's been a while before they even did their renovations.
Okay, so you put those quotes up there because
I've heard reviews of these renovations.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And I said, this is what you guys fucking paid for? Do you guys close down for like a whole week to do this? Looks like shit. And now,
Wait. Is it like when a chick gets a nose job, but like she looks different, but she doesn't look any better or any worse, like a lateral move? Or did they lose yardage on this shit?
Oh, at that point, they did lose yardage, I felt, because they didn't have all their chairs up yet. It just felt like it was kind of disjointed and thrown together. I didn't feel like it was an upgrade at all.
If I was going to do something to that place, I would get rid of their little hallway entrance and make more table space.
I think
you're absolutely right.
Yeah. But I did go back, and they fixed everything. It's a completely different restaurant
now. They fixed food, you mean?
No. food is still the Walrus food, okay. But the layout, the similar layout, but everything is just upgraded. Everything looks awesome in there now. They did a really good job. There was like that. They had like a mid upgrade, and then whatever they're doing now.
This is a second upgrade?
Yeah.
Oh, to like actually change something compared to what they had done.
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Yes.
Impressed. It looked really good. I was like, okay, this is what you guys were going for. Good. Good for you guys.
I visited a restaurant I hadn't been to before.
This week?
Yes. I went to, not this week, last week, but I went to the Fire Pit.
Oh.
And
Ashley really likes it. Cole says he
likes it, but it's not consistent.
And the hours are terrible.
I found that when we finally got our food, it was tasty food, but I don't know if it was that day. Their systems are out of whack because we kind of ended up ordering in the middle of a line, and we got our food prior to people who ordered before us, and people who ordered well after us were getting their food before us as well. So there's something... some issue going on, and it took probably 45 minutes to get
food. And this is a pay-at-the-counter kind of place? Like, you decide what you want, then they bring it out to you?
Yeah, and Shannon ordered a burger. Just like their house burger, and I ordered their Cuban sandwich, which I assumed would come out very quickly because the lady said the Cubans are pre-made, and they just heat them up to order.
Oh.
You know, and they must put on add the pickles and whatever, but it's already made. So I figured, okay, well, that's just like heating it up. And then a burger shouldn't take very long at all, especially because they don't make it to order. They didn't ask her how she wanted it done.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, so it's all just a burger cooked. Right, you know, yeah. Whatever. They just well done, basically. And
that's what you get.
That's what you get. You get what you get. Mm-hmm. So I figured, okay, this should be a very fast order. But yeah. It took 45 minutes.
Yeah, a place where you're ordering at a counter like that before you sit down should
you're
not
being,
take...
You're being held hostage because now you can't leave.
Yeah.
Well, not just that, but also, like, it should never take more than 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes for your order.
No, exactly. I that's why I figure there must have been... I will go back there because I thought the food was tasty. If I thought it was mediocre or sucky, I would just never go there again. I'd be like, never again. I don't need to go here. But I think the food was still tasty, just there was some sort of issues with maybe a prep person didn't show up or something, and that set everyone back.
I do gotta critique Shannon's order, though.
Okay.
Okay, you got a Cuban. Great.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of places you can get a good Cuban.
Mm-hmm. It was
you're
good.
On that block, and you want a burger.
Oh, Jail Bears.
Walk down a block and go to Jail Bears.
I think I don't know why she did the burger. Actually, it kind of surprised me when she ordered it. Although, like it rather than bacon, it had what's that
brisket?
No, it's still.
Prosciutto.
No, damn it. No. Keep going. It's like the...
Salami.
You can get the slab of basically uncooked bacon. What
burnt
do they call
ends?
That? No. It still looks like...
Pork belly.
Pork belly. That's what it was on there. Damn it. There it is.
Sorry.
It's pork belly on there rather than bacon. And then there was like...
That sounds good.
There must have been like their house... One of their house barbecue sauces was on there too. I thought it was a tasty burger. It was quite good. So I mean, I wouldn't diss her order, but I only went with the Cuban because I really enjoy Cubans. Otherwise, I would have went for an actual barbecue fare from there. You know, something. Yeah. Which this next time I go, I'll probably just try their ribs or something and give it a go. Or if they have a sampler of some sort, I'd definitely do that.
I too tried a new place.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it's called though.
Oh,
is that new Mexican bakery thingy up by Cashwise?
Is it dessert stuff, right? Like ice cream and stuff.
So yeah, they have that. They also have
it's called
kind of lunchy stuff.
It's called El Bakery.
No,
in English, means the bakery.
I wish I knew the name of it because they're definitely changing their name.
Really?
Because it looked to me very similar to the what was that place down on the airport road? El Taco, or what the fuck did they call
Taco
it?
Taco Palenque.
Taco Palenque.
And then they had to quickly change their name.
So
to,
in this restaurant, it's called something.
El Coqui Bakery.
Yeah.
Or no.
El Coqui, that's what it says.
That's on the south side.
No, El Coqui's the frog, or the...
Puerto Rican.
That's a Puerto Rican one.
This one's more Mexican. This one's up by Cashwise, north side.
Huh. It's where that other, where a bakery was, where Daylight Donuts was.
Yes,
it's in that location.
So I Googled it because I wanted to see their menu, and this completely other page showed up that was a franchise-looking place.
Yeah,
with all of the same color scheme.
Oh, no.
Because it's really bright pink and green and stuff. So I said, they're gonna be getting a cease and desist.
Because there's
here.
Nothing when you went in there that's what made it seem like a chain.
Oh, no, not at all. No, okay. Not at all.
It was definitely independent.
So I wanted to try their ice cream.
Yeah.
Blew me away.
Really,
really good. Okay. I got a pistachio ice cream. So fucking good.
That's what I thought they were. I didn't know about a bakery part. I thought it was just like Mexican ice cream.
It's ice creams, but they also have lunch stuff. So they had like this ramen that you can get, like a street corn ramen. They do.
Huh.
We had ordered a chicharrone.
Okay.
So chicharrones are two different type of things, right? You can get a fried pork skin chicharrone.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get one that is like this big sheet of puffed wheat almost. Okay.
Okay.
It's just this crispy thing. So I was
It's not pork.
It's not pork. It's vegetarian. Okay?
Okay.
So we ordered the chicharrone. So it had like tapatio, sour cream, cabbage, onions, almost like a nacho type of thing. Avocado was on there, on this sheet of crispy fried wheat.
Whatever.
Something, right?
Yeah.
And it looked great. So I said, let's go for that. It comes out. And my stomach starts to turn a little bit because I'm not a huge fan of mystery meat. Like, if you tell me.
I thought you said it.
Here we go.
The chicharrón part is not meat, but they put something.
That's the thing.
Suspicious sauce.
Something I didn't know what it was. I've had a lot of Mexican food before. I just haven't had anything quite like this.
Okay.
It was just these. I thought it was onions at first.
Yeah.
So I took a big bite and I'm chewing it. I'm like, okay, this is a little chewy. This is a little kind of turning my stomach a little bit. I don't know what it is. I'm not liking the texture.
It wasn't just in pork in the end.
It was pork in the end.
Uh-huh.
So, because I had to Google, I said, what the fuck is this? This is too weird. Okay. So, what it's supposed to be is pickled pork skins.
Okay.
And this was, it didn't taste pickly to me. You know, it was very fatty, as you can imagine, if it's a pork skin.
Yes.
And rubbery and not what I enjoy out of a pork rind. So, that was a little disappointing. But the ice cream was really good. So,
I think I found it.
Oh,
Taco Bell.
Oh, yes, on the north side, yes.
La Michoacana.
That's the one. Yeah.
La Michoacana Mexican Snacks.
Yes, that's the one.
That's it.
La Michoacana. So that's definitely a real place.
Okay, yes.
But also
maybe changing to Arnaldo.
Yeah. Cool. Well, good for them.
I've driven by there many times. I knew they were... had opened semi-recently, so I've been planning on stopping in. More specifically because I thought it was along the lines of like a dessert-y kind of place. I didn't know about this kind of lunch stuff or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of snacks. But the ice cream was phenomenal. Really good ice cream.
Okay.
And I'm quite the judge, I would say, of a pistachio. If you have a shitty pistachio ice cream, go fuck yourselves.
One of the best ice creams I ever had was... a green tea ice cream in Denver.
Really?
It was like a fried green tea ice cream.
Oh, that
like
might be good.
Tempura.
Oh,
on the outside,
that
and then this
good.
Green tea ice cream on the inside,
I
and it was
not,
awesome.
I'm not a really big dessert person. Myself and my youngest brother, we really don't do like ice cream or cake or cookies or nothing like that. But I was out with my mom. I don't remember where. Maybe it was. An Asian restaurant. I don't know where I was, but for some reason she saw a green tea ice cream and she had to get it and she thought it was one of the best things she'd had. So, when you said that, I was like, huh. Yeah, I've heard that from someone else before, too.
On top of that, fried ice cream being really delicious, this sushi restaurant also had a very interesting thing on their menu called the Two Towers. And when I ordered it, it came.
I hope they did not.
They did exactly
they
what you're picturing.
Fall over.
There was two towers of sushi, and it was on fire.
Oh, awesome!
Oh my god! And I don't know why they called it that, but
well, it's two towers.
Yeah,
sushi.
And it happened to be, you know, this would have been still closer to 9/11
any day before today is
I mean no, yes basically but I mean it was still at the time of like
we're patriotic
we're still very sensitive about it we are still but I mean you can kind of
you can
be a little loose
about it
yeah then you know that was maybe not the best idea. It was delicious sushi though, so
that's all that matters.
Yeah.
There was a certain time when people would say pre-9/11, and now they don't say that anymore. Now people say pre-COVID.
Yeah. Yes, true.
Oh yeah,
the next big event that happened. Yeah,
pre-Bono.
So have you guys
post-Bono? That's the day I'm waiting for.
Have you guys hopped on the Fallout train yet?
We did.
We haven't finished it.
Okay.
We're close.
Yeah.
My favorite part while watching that was for some reason Fritz went insane and just fucking missiled himself into Taylor's dick.
Yeah, he did.
Your favorite part of the show.
And then all of a sudden Taylor just goes, oh, Fritz, god damn it.
Yeah, he got me good, man.
Oh, okay.
Because I had his ball. And he's like, well, if you have my ball, I'm going to fuck your balls.
Wow.
So, yeah. No, it's a good show. It's really good.
It's
funny. It's quirky.
Up there. I'm excited for the next season, which will happen.
Yeah,
and it makes sense.
Yeah, Cole and I were talking about video game shows and how they're all really quite good.
Shows are.
Yeah. So yeah. Growing up, we never got a good video game movie.
Super Mario Brothers was pretty good.
Pretty good.
And then all of a sudden, within the last couple of years, we got The Last of Us and Twisted Metal, and this show followed.
I haven't hopped back on Twisted Metal.
Oh, it's so good, man.
I watched two of them, and then I must have got distracted by something else, and I just haven't gotten back on it.
Yeah.
So, I'll have to.
I'll probably check that one out.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this show. I really like the humor in it. You know, I love the kind of innocence, the childlike innocence of the people in Vault 33, and how they're sort of oblivious to the world. And I don't know. There's a lot of parallels happening to like what the fuck's happening today. You know.
Sure.
It just feels like. Yeah, I could see this happening if they ever decided to drop the bomb.
Yeah. I had played a little bit of Fallout.
It made me want to play it.
I downloaded Fallout 4 because I think it's closest to maybe this show.
Oh, okay.
I don't know for sure because I think I had played Fallout 76.
Yeah, that one was a while back.
I never really play a lot of video games, but I was at the gas station, and the gas station attendant would not shut the fuck up about how much he hated it. And it's like, dude, I don't care.
Fallout 76?
Like, just give me my change so I can leave. And he wouldn't give me my change.
You're going to listen to this.
Yeah.
when was this?
They wound up firing that. It went back when I lived over near 20th Street, and they had that gas station on 20th and Main.
Oh.
They wound up firing that, dude.
For talking to people about Fallout.
one of the guys at work would go to that gas station because he lived near it too. And he came into work one day all happy. He's like, hey, did you hear? I'm like, hear what?
You know that
guy with the rotten teeth at the gas station? I was like, yeah. They fired him. And I'm like, okay, why? And it's because he was always starting shit with the customers. He was very a confrontational ass, you know.
Huh, that's cool.
They had a falling out.
I see what you did there.
Hey-o.
Well, at least you know, Cole, that if ever down the road that you will not play Fallout 76 because that toothless guy at the gas station said that game sucks.
It wasn't so much toothless, it was meth mouth. He had meth mouth.
What's meth mouth?
Oh, you know, when your teeth fall.
When you still have them, but they're starting to turn like brown and they're dissolving away. And
yeah.
Yeah,
meth mouth,
and that's not good. Or
you should try it.
Oh, meth.
Yeah,
okay.
Give it a shot. See if it sticks.
Cool. I'm gonna just start smoking all my medication.
Huh.
You know, like if I'm gonna take an aspirin or an Aleve or something, my Cialis.
You're gonna crunch it up.
Your little blue, little blue pills.
Freebase
you take.
It. Yeah, why not? Just see if it's different. You know, I mean, you theoretically should be able to get the same effect.
I think you'd get it faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just crush them up and snort them.
There you go.
No, I want to go crack.
Why don't you just take them all as suppositories?
That's an option. We'll see.
He wants us to go with the meth route first, then he'll go anally.
Listen, man, we have a lot of options. We have a lot of orifices that we can shove this stuff into.
Jam it in your eye.
Jam it in your
eye.
Right.
You pull your eyelid out. You put a little aspirin in there.
like a little dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Might hurt.
Put it in your ear.
Yeah.
I don't know how well that would work.
I mean, everything's connected up there. I've seen a guy take a drink of milk and he shoots it out of his eye. It's not a Ripley's Believe It or
what
Not,
he,
Cole.
What are they? They snort it through their nose, though, and then squirt it out their eye.
No, they take a drink of it.
Through his ear?
No, through in his mouth, out his eye.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen that on a TV show.
And it wasn't CGI. I thought it was snort it through your nose and then squirt it out your eye.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Cole?
I saw a guy swallow pool balls.
Yeah.
That guy, that's the guy. You said,
and then they're moving around in there. Yeah. Okay, here it comes.
I don't know. He had an accent.
Just imagine.
I don't know.
Like, you're just doing a party trick that like
was,
that.
That was your Mexican accent?
No, it's probably he's
my magician accent.
He's definitely a European of some sort.
Yeah.
But he, I can just imagine like you're doing a party trick like that.
Yeah.
And you just, it won't come back up.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck.
You took their wedding ring and you swallowed a lock.
Well, I'm going to have to shit this out.
Yeah. Get it to you next week.
Yeah. Speaking of Europeans, we got some European beverage that we are going to try.
Yes.
I'm excited. We don't know what it is exactly.
It's kvass.
I'm glad you chilled it first because
yeah.
So this is called kvass.
Kvass is the drink. This
kvass.
This was donated to me. This side says kvass. This side says kabak.
Kabak. Kabak.
This was given to me by my sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I've had it in the fridge. I've kind of forgotten to bring it over here. It hasn't been all in there all that long. So this is good for 180 days. So he gave me this less than 180 days. So.
I'm excited.
And yeah, we'll see. And it's supposedly a drink that they drink in Russia and Ukraine and that area.
Made in Ukraine.
Yes. So this is made.
I have a feeling.
Yes. Okay.
That's going to be like the drink Vita Malt.
And
I think it's gonna be a malt beverage.
I think so too. Cause it's fermented. It does say malt.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So, but it's first water, and the second ingredient is sugar.
Oh, it's gonna be a sweet malty drink.
Yeah, and then it says rye a bunch of times.
Oh.
So let's give it a shot. I don't know if we have a cup or not.
Well, I'll go get some.
Okay.
Rectal eggs. All right.
One way to
okay.
I brought Ashley down because she loves Vita Malt.
Okay.
No, I don't. You guys are trying it first.
No. I'm not.
Why do I have to try it first?
Oh, she's gonna try.
Yeah.
Oh, take
Why
the first.
Why me?
I don't know.
God.
Why not?
It said it was super carbonated.
Yeah. Literally, there's a warning on there that says it can literally pop off and cause eye damage.
Oh, well, I should have shaken it.
Shaken. That's
just a little. Just a very.
Well,
okay. Well,
tell the people what this is.
Says it's kvass.
It doesn't look as dark as
Vita Malt,
though.
That's enough.
Well, isn't Taylor having some too?
Yeah, we're sharing the same cup.
Okay.
Does it smell like Vita Malt?
Yeah, two girls, one cup.
So for the listeners who don't know what that is,
look it up.
All right.
Don't drink it. Don't smell it. Just drink it.
Oh, really?
It's pretty good.
Okay. Beer.
I want to smell. It smells.
Just drink it.
No,
just
I'm going to smell it. It
smells fine.
It's like
that smells like Vita Malt, but sweeter.
It's like a sweet stout.
Oh, you already tried it.
Oh, yeah. God. It sounds like a beer.
Oh, what's going on with my fucking mic?
It's her.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Ash.
It's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It tastes like
God. It smells like fucking licorice.
Tastes like a sweet beer, but not a heavy.
Oh, Lord, no.
It's not.
That is worse than Vita Malt. I take Vita Malt over that. That's disgusting.
I wouldn't purposely buy it. No, it's not nearly as bad as she's overreacting to it.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
No.
I don't like beer. You guys like beer.
Well, I like beer, but I don't like this. I mean, it's.
I can see why your brother-in-law gave away this.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm not planning on drinking anymore after this
mom would
cast.
I think you could put
ice maybe we
could
give it to your mom
and make a good float.
Yeah, actually, it is definitely sweet enough to put a scoop of ice cream in there.
I was joking earlier that like
try.
I said this is made in the Ukraine. I can't drink this because I support Russia. Uh-huh. But after trying this, I do support Russia now.
It's almost sour.
I don't know what.
It's the fermentation, I would think.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 would not try again.
No.
But we could give it to her mom. She likes this shit.
Okay.
She may like have it.
She probably would. And then she'd be like, oh, Ashley, it is so good. It has so many vitamins in it.
It's
vitamins.
Vitamins.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. It's not horrible. It's just, it's what it is. It would be nice if it had a little more carbonation in it.
Yeah.
Sure. Carbonation would cover it up.
Maybe
I think,
maybe
a little bit.
Maybe it. got a little flat.
You know what it kind of reminds me of a little bit? Do you remember when we went to the Luft? Okay. I think I told you about this.
Oh, my God.
And we ordered an espresso martini. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes over to the machine, a nitro. I think it was a nitro espresso martini. And the guy goes over to the tap and he's like, psst, like dumping it in the glass. I said, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? Yeah. Well, I think they're supposed to use.
Going for more?
Cole's going. Yeah. I think they were supposed to use nitrogen to push the stuff through the lines.
Sure, yeah.
But they used carbonation.
Oh.
CO2. CO2. There you go. Thank you. Carbon dioxide. And it kind of gave it a sour flavor.
God, it was so disgusting.
It wasn't great.
This is actually, the more I have it, the more it kind of grows on me.
Yeah.
I don't think, again, I wouldn't order it anywhere.
So you guys didn't even look this up or nothing?
Yeah, he did.
Sure. It's made out of rye.
Oh, yeah.
I can see.
Yeah. It's fine. I wouldn't go out of my way to get it.
Yeah, I think he summed up my feelings perfectly. Yeah.
I wouldn't rate it like at a 0 out of 10 or anything. Like, it's not the worst thing. It's sweeter than I would prefer, but it does.
I think I've seen this at the Asian market.
Like, wait. Cole had said, like, I get the stout of it. If it, I don't know. It's not bad. I don't know what to call it. It's not great.
Yeah.
It's just somewhere in between. And I'll never buy it.
Where did your brother or your sister's boyfriend get it?
I thought he ordered it online, which I suppose he could. He had to order it
with crypto.
Since he says it says it's non-alcoholic, you know, but even though there's a light, a small amount.
It's non-alcoholic, but a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
A little bit of alcohol. Just a little bit. Anybody?
Kids can drink it to their heart's content.
You should bring it home to Logan. You should run an experiment.
Give take it to school.
Just have Logan drink the rest of it and see if he gets fucked up.
I don't think he'd drink it.
Tell him it's alcohol. He will.
I don't know.
What else you find?
I'm trying to see what the difference is. Like, Vitamalt versus this.
And?
Versus Kvass.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see.
Okay. I think it's like the sweet sugarness that stout. My body's like, you should keep going.
You need this.
You need the sugar.
You need this.
But no, I don't. It's fine. That's it. That's my review. It's fine.
It's fine. Yep. I wouldn't drink it again. But if it's somebody,
I think if I went to a monastery that made this, I would sample it there.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe like some fresh stuff.
Yeah,
you know, when
you get
like
tomatoes from the grocery store versus growing them in your own garden.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
You know what's cool?
What?
So Vitamalt has all kinds of flavors.
And Kvass is one of them?
No, they got coconut Vitamalt.
Fuck no.
No?
I don't know if I've ever had Vitamalt anyway.
He basically did.
Okay.
No. Vitamalt is more like
beer-like.
Is
it thicker?
Little
maybe.
Bit.
Because this isn't even as thick as I thought it would be.
No, I would say Vitamalt. It's kind of like, you know, like having those, like, what do you call those, like, vitamin C drinks or whatever, you know?
Powdery?
Like, well, not powdery, but, like, that density that you get with it, I guess.
Okay.
But
dense. It's dense, man.
But, yeah.
Okay.
It's enough for me.
Well, we did it.
We did it, everybody.
Congratulations.
I'm just glad that we expanded our horizons, that we support Ukraine. No, wait. Who do we support now, Cole?
Putin.
Oh, we support Putin now.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Okay. Just making sure.
You're done.
You're done, Cole.
Okay.
Canceled.
Oh. From one malt beverage to another. I think it's interesting, Adam. You made a point when we got rid of our stuff.
Yeah.
About the collector cans that they come out with.
Sure. Yeah.
Busch Light does it every year. During the summertime, they come out with a fishing-themed one.
Yeah.
And I want to know, who is collecting these cans?
There's multiple people out there, I guarantee it.
I mean, I think you'd have to have an absolute love for that particular product. Because I'm sure there's a few people out there that are collecting a can in hopes that they'll hit it big one day.
There's a term, and it's called like beer-a-rama or something like that.
Beer-a-rama?
No, like when I've listed I listed like a keg or a beer tap before. I think it was like on eBay, and it went into a booze specifically beer category,
like collectibles or
maybe brewerama. There's some term which I'm being dumb about it now. It would make sense, I'm sure. Someone out there is like, you idiot, it's this, and that's what it is. But yeah, there's totally collectors out there who would, I'm sure, save at least a can of this, put it on a shelf with their other memorabilia, you know, and they can show their buddies
but
that
you know,
they have
I could,
this
I could
collection.
See, I can see collecting the tap.
Is it this word?
Yeah, Breweriana. Breweriana.
Like memorabilia?
Like Breweriana.
Oh, okay.
Like the singer, the one that got the shit kicked out of her by Chris Brown.
Or wait, is it Ilya? Is it Brewery Ilya?
No, there's no L.
Breweriana?
Okay. Yeah. That's a
Breweriana.
Okay, that's a dumb word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a cool thing. I could see. So when Cole and I went to this cash bar out in the San Jose area, they had a ton of this kind of stuff, like the memorabilia and old advertisements. And we kind of marveled at a few of them because they were really cool.
Sure. You know? They were stuff I seen when I was a kid.
You know, they had like there was this one that had this, these colored lines that would bounce. You know?
Oh, sure.
And all it was a rotating paper on the backside with a straight line. Oh, is he showing you?
Oh. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, I mean, there's nothing digital about it. It's just, you know, how they, I don't know. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
it's neat. Yeah, I mean, and lots of that kind of stuff was stuff that was, I think, kind of exclusive to bars originally.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was strictly advertising
right
stuff.
Yeah. I love that kind of stuff.
The old stuff is pretty
stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
And I don't know if they really do. I think they sell like some neon signs. A lot of bars will have neon signs
I feel like they just put their stuff in like paper posters and crap like that now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of disappointing because there was a golden era of that where there was cool stuff to look at. It's cool advertising, and now like you said, oh, here's a neon sign, which I still love neon signs, but there's nothing like...
It doesn't stand out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, okay, there's the neon Coors sign or whatever, but like to have something that's optically, that's eye-catching, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think like to go, to be able to like enter a bar that you've never been in before,
yeah,
and it's just that set up like an old bar, which you can kind of get that feeling in some of the small town bars still.
Yeah.
But not still, it's going to still have the new stuff. If it was just that straight out of the 70s
that,
feel.
That cash bar definitely was like that.
Yeah. Just cool.
Birriana.
Brewriana.
We have some guy out there. Fucking, it's this. This is how you say it.
Don't kid yourself. No one's listening.
Oh. My mom.
What
does.
About that one guy? I'm just kidding. Logan and I have been watching the Terminator movies
with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct.
Oh,
I know you've only seen the second one.
No, the ones without him.
Yeah. Which actually, number four really didn't have Arnold in it.
Any like
CGI?
Wasn't there a cameo toward the end?
Yeah, there's just like a CGI Arnold, no speaking, just the robot. I don't think he got credited in like on IMDb or anything for being in the movie.
But he probably got money for his likeness.
I'm sure
being used.
He probably didn't get credited because they wanted it to be a surprise that he was in it.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So I've seen all the Terminators before, but I don't really remember them. The only one I really remembered the best would have been Terminator 2. And so that's the one I started Logan on.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is the best one. This is the one that hooked me on
here. I'm gonna show them the one that I like the most, and then it's all downhill from here.
Ah, no. See, we went two, then we went to one, one is pretty good as well.
You know what's interesting about one? You know how? I guess it's kind of along the lines. It's a sci-fi movie, but the movie Alien, first one,
yeah,
was more of a horror movie.
Sure.
A suspense horror movie. Mm-hmm. Second one was all sci-fi, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how, when I watched, and this was the first time I had seen it, was just maybe a year or two ago.
We're on Alien.
No. Terminator now. Okay. Terminator now. Where the first one was definitely more of a suspense-driven, almost thriller, but also kind of that slasher-esque.
It kind of was a horror movie in the way that the Terminator feels very much like a Michael Myers sort of character.
Yeah, just you don't know who this guy is. He's just chasing you down. Mm-hmm. And, but the second one was definitely more of a sci-fi thrill or a sci-fi action movie.
Yeah,
then the third one was a disappointment.
I want to hear it now because it's been a long time since I've seen the third one.
Yes,
revisiting it with fresh set of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay? So it's kind of like this, Cole. Everyone said they hated, they fucking hated the new Indiana Jones Crystal Skull movie. I think we have talked about this. Mm-hmm. And I had never seen any of the Indiana Jones movies. I went back and I watched them. Yeah, there was some bullshit with like the CGI wasn't the greatest, but the movie itself was fine.
Yes, Indiana Jones.
It was nothing crazy about it. It was perfectly in line with Indiana Jones.
I think for some reason with the Crystal Skull, people thought that aliens were too far off, but the Ark and like all these ghosts and stuff flying out of that was A-okay.
Yeah.
Dumb. But some reason aliens? You talk about aliens and nope, that's not.
That's because you can wrap your head around ghosts in the Ark of the Covenant, but I can't wrap my head around the fact that aliens would come to visit us on this flat Earth.
This flat Earth, yes,
makes zero sense. So I guess now going back to Terminator,
okay,
kind of watching it with Logan and a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
Does that third one hold up, or is it kind of
the first one, two, three are basically very similar movies in that it's a Terminator comes back.
Coming
and
after.
It's chasing you. Their mission is to destroy John Connor.
John Connor.
Well, first one, destroy
Sarah Connor,
so John Connor doesn't exist. Second one, just go straight for John Connor, but also why not kill Sarah Connor too?
Just
but it's focused more on killing John Connor. Third one is kill John Connor and his like lieutenants,
his
people,
future and, wife and shit.
Yes, as well. And that was the introduction to a female Terminator. I don't know what her thing is, but she is referred to as the Terminatrix.
Oh,
like a dominatrix, but a Terminatrix. And really, the movie.
Cole doesn't seem impressed.
I watched the movie. I wasn't.
Yeah. I thought it was okay. There was some.
It had Claire Danes in it.
Correct. Yeah.
And then the dude who played John Connor was actually more feminine than Claire Danes.
In that particular one, yes. I saw a show recently with that same actor.
He was that yellow bastard, I believe, in Sin City. The bald guy, the only yellow guy in the whole show.
Maybe you're right.
No, I am right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking.
Okay. I'll give it to you. I don't know for sure. So yes.
I love Sin City. I've been nagging on Cole to watch that again.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't think you've ever asked me that. I don't want to watch it.
See,
I don't think
it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know if the original Sin City came out in 3D or not. I think that's prior to that rage. But the second Dame to Kill Four was in 3D. Anyway, yeah. We've only watched 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Terminators, and there's two more to go.
Which one was the Christian Bale?
That's number four. We just watched
Salvation.
That Yes.
Okay.
One bothered me. All of them kind of bother me because of time, the whole time travel stuff.
Space-time continuum?
Yeah. I mean, I believe the next one, if I'm correct, is like that Sarah Connor's back in it, because Sarah Connor had already died in the third one from cancer.
Is that the girl that played in Game of Thrones?
What do you... No, that's the fifth I think. They bring back the Lady Terminator. Or maybe that's the sixth
Fifth
one. I don't know. I think that's the fifth one. Anyway, I'm enjoying them. Logan likes them because he wants to keep going on them.
That is cool.
So, I don't know.
I would like... Next week, I want to get Logan's opinion. Like, do these hold up? You know, from somebody that... You know, obviously we have a special place in all of our hearts for T2. I'd be curious to hear from Logan out of the mouths of babes. You know, does this make sense? Are these things lining up for you?
Oh,
you know
I see. I mean, he hasn't really asked many questions. I mean, I think he's a really intelligent guy, so he.
Let's get him on the podcast. I want to know. I want his opinion because
he can follow it a-okay. And I would say graphically, Terminator 2, I still think holds up quite well.
It does.
And then when you watch, especially if you watch it in the order of going T2 to back to the first one, and you see how far they went from the first one to the second one, and like
even the third one
there was like 8 years in between, right?
Yeah, I think they were doing almost 8 to 10 years between on the first three movies, and then they started squishing them
a bit.
But if
closer. I don't know if I remember correctly, I was not really blown away by the graphics of the third one.
Maybe
I'm wrong.
There's a really cool scene where Arnie's hanging on to like a crane. And they're like the female Terminator's driving, and he's just like getting like the head of the crane is turned tilted to the side, and is just smashing through buildings and stuff. Holds up, it's pretty cool.
I think my favorite scene in the third one was the when he had the coffin on his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there a minigun in there or something? He was just blasting people with the minigun.
Yes. Okay. Because that was
that was fucking
Sarah,
cool, man.
Supposed to be Sarah Connor's tomb in there.
Yeah.
And then
she put a fucking minigun in there.
There's just a bunch of guns in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So yeah, I mean, like, they're fun movies. There's nothing like, I get like people maybe towards Terminator 2 set a very high bar. So I think following up with another one
such a huge, just a huge jump in everything, you know.
Yeah.
As far as the action, the graphic capability, and then it's gonna be a hard to follow up that one for sure.
Yep. But whatever, I'm enjoying them. He's enjoying them, and we're having nice
father-son
time watching these movies.
Hey, if you want to reenact it, I'll be that one guy. Like, if you want to do this little like reenaction thing, like we could reenact our own thing. I want to be the guy. I want to be the fat guy that gets his brain poked out by the T-1000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where he's like,
Logan has been making. He's a budding cinematographer.
That's
here.
What I'm saying.
The battery's dead on that. We're after a decent camcorder now because he's been filming on his phone, and we got a lapel mic, wireless one, and now we're hunting for a cheap but good camera. So I'm looking at ones like 10 years ago.
I'm telling
and
you,
whatever.
The iPhone
sure
has a pretty fucking decent camera.
They've made movies strictly from the iPhone.
Exactly.
So. Anyway, he is making. He watched all The Office, and he's been making Threat Level Midnight, except he's calling it Threat Level Daylight, and he's playing every character in there, and he's made thus far about 4 minutes of the movie.
I thought that story was going to be, he's been watching The Office, and he's been watching making Office fan porn. Oh, man, he is too young for that.
Hey, I don't know what he's doing. when I'm not home. But
you got an OnlyFans. Wow. All right. And I think we hit everything, Cole. I think
we had our kvass, so.
We did. So for Comic Can Koozie, I'm Taylor.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Cole.